Atlantans, some of them anyway, came together last night with candles to send off an unusual city landmark. It's an in-town grocery store that people have dubbed Murder Kroger. Stephanie Stokes was there.
When I asked Tracy Hicks why she wanted to come hold LED candles in a Kroger parking lot, she pauses a moment.
Because we're sad.
Then her friend Lucia Goodman adds,
kind of just like to give it a proper goodbye.
It being the Kroger on Ponce de Leon Avenue, or as most people know it, Murder Kroger. The grocery store is closing Friday to be redeveloped as part of a mixed-use project. So Hicks and Goodman and a few hundred others brought candles and Murder Kroger t-shirts to pay their respects.
There's just something about it that's special.
That's Brandon White. He says the store was named after something dark, a murder that took place in the 90s. But the Kroger has become an icon for Atlanta residents. Everyone has heard stories about it or has memories of their own attached to it.
Personally, it's sad to see it go for like new development when there's so much stuff being built in Atlanta, and it's like we want to hold on to something.
He and a lot of others here say it's one of the last remnants of, quote, old Atlanta, in a neighborhood that's been transformed by the Beltline. Still, even with all the construction, some people here, like Bill Mitchell, don't expect the Kroger's nickname to go away. The company already tried to shake it a couple years ago and become Beltline Kroger. It didn't work, Mitchell says, and it won't work when it reopens in a shiny new complex.
It will still be Murder Kroger. They could put the Taj Mahal here, and it's still going to be Murder Kroger.
At least as long as the old Atlanta residents are around to remember it. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.